Eucharistic Theology, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. The text of this article is licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License. To read the full text of that covenant, visit gnu.org/copyleft/FDL.html. With respect to the spoken version of this article, I, Matthew David Gonzalez, hereby irrevocably surrender all copyright protection for my words in the furtherance of placing them in the public domain today, August 21st, 2013, and all days thereafter and in perpetuity. And the article is as follows. Introduction. Eucharistic theology is a branch of Christian theology which treats doctrines concerning the Holy Eucharist, also commonly known as the Lord's Supper. It exists exclusively in Christianity and related religions, as others generally do not contain a Eucharistic ceremony. In the Gospel accounts of Jesus' earthly ministry, a crowd of listeners challenges him regarding the rain of manna before he delivers the famous Bread of Life discourse, Scripture citation John 6, verses 22 through 59, and he describes himself as the true bread from heaven. The aforementioned Bread of Life discourse occurs in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 30 through 59. Therein, Jesus promises to give his flesh and blood, which will give eternal life to all who receive it. In John, chapter 6, verse 53, Jesus says, open quote, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you," closed quote. And continues, per verses 54 through 55, open quote, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink," close quote. Every year, the nation of Israel celebrated the Passover meal, remembering and celebrating their liberation from captivity in Egypt. It was at the Passover that Jesus celebrated the Last Supper with his apostles. Christ is believed to have instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist at the Last Supper on the night before he died on the cross. This is recorded by St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, citation 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, and in the Synoptic Gospels of Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28, Mark chapter 15, verses 22 through 24, and Luke chapter 22, verses 19 through 20. St. John is believed to have omitted the institution because he wrote his gospel to supplement what the other evangelists had already written. The Eucharist was instituted in this way, open quote, "Jesus took some bread, and when he had said the blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples. Take it and eat, he said. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had returned thanks, he gave it to them. "Drink, all of you, from this," he said, "for this is my blood." Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28. Other places in Scripture which are believed to support the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist include John chapter 6, Ephesians chapters 5 and 1, Corinthians chapter 11, and Luke chapter 24. Section 1. Overview. Because Jesus Christ is a person, theologies regarding the Eucharist involve consideration of the way in which the communicant's personal relationship with God is fed through this mystical meal. However, debates over Eucharistic theology in the West have centered not on the personal aspects of Christ's presence, but on the metaphysical. The opposing views are summarized below. Section 1.1, Real Presence. There is not text in this article. There is a link to a main article in Wikipedia entitled Real Presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Section 1.1.1, Transubstantiation. There is a link to the main article on this, and the body is as follows. The substance, paren, fundamental reality, paren, of the bread and wine is changed in a way beyond human comprehension into that of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. But the accidents, paren, physical traits, including chemical properties, paren, of the bread and wine remain. This view is taught by the Roman Catholic Church and is held by some Anglicans and Anglo-Catholic circles. Though the terminology of transubstantiation was used by the Orthodox Church's Synod of Jerusalem, paren, 1672, paren, this synod is not recognized by Eastern Orthodox believers as having the universal authority of an ecumenical council. Orthodox Christians generally prefer not to be tied down by the specifics of the Latin doctrine of transubstantiation, though among Orthodox Christians there is wide agreement with the definition's conclusion of the real presence in the Eucharist. Orthodox prefer simply to use the term open quote change close quote parenthesis Greek colon metabalo, the term used in the Epiclesis of the Divine Liturgy parenthesis, to describe the changing of the bread and wine into the actual body and blood of Christ. Parenthesis C, open quote, objective reality, silence about technicalities, close quote, below, parenthesis. The Assyrian Church of the East and the Oriental Orthodox Churches also believe in real presence, but do not explicitly use the word, open quote, transubstantiation, close quote. Section 1.1.2, consubstantiation. And there is a link to two Wikipedia articles. One is consubstantiation, and the other is impanation. The text of the article on consubstantiation is as follows. Open quote, the bread retains its substance and, ellipsis, Christ's glorified body comes down into the bread through the consecration and is found there together with the natural substance of the bread, without quantity, but whole and complete in every part of the sacramental bread. Unquote. It was the position of the medieval scholastic doctor Duns Scotus. It is erroneously used to denote the position of the Lutheran Church, parenthesis, see below parenthesis, although some Lutherans and Anglicans identify with this position. Section 1.1.3, Sacramental Union, and there is the body of the text begins with a link to the main article on sacramental union, and the text is as follows. In the open quote use close quote of the sacrament, according to the words of Jesus Christ, and the power of his speaking of them once for all, the consecrated bread is united with his body, and the consecrated wine with his blood, for all communicants, whether believing or unbelieving, to eat and drink. This is the position of the Lutheran Church that echoes the next view with its open, quote, pious silence about technicalities, closed quote, in that it objects to philosophical terms like, open quote, consubstantiation, closed quote. Section 1.1.4, objective reality, silence about technicalities, open quote, objective reality, but pious silence about technicalities, close quote, parenthesis, or, open quote, divine, open bracket, or holy, closed bracket, mystery, closed quote, parenthesis, is the view of all the ancient churches of the East, parenthesis, including the Eastern Orthodox, the Oriental Orthodox, the Eastern Catholic Churches, parenthesis, and the Assyrian Church of the East, as well as many Anglicans and Methodists. These, while agreeing with the Catholic belief that the sacrament is not merely bread and wine, but truly the body and blood of Christ, and having historically employed the open quote substance close quote and open quote accidents close quote terminology to explain what has changed, usually avoid this terminology, lest they seem to scrutinize the technicalities of the manner in which the transformation agrees. Section 1.2. Pneumatic presence. Open quote, real spiritual presence, close quote, also called open quote, pneumatic presence, close quote, holds that not only the Spirit of Christ, but also the true body and blood of Jesus Christ, parenthesis, hence, open quote, real, close quote, parenthesis, are received by the sovereign, mysterious, and miraculous power of the Holy Spirit, parenthesis, hence, open quote, spiritual, close quote, parenthesis, but only by those partakers who have faith. This view approaches the open quote, pious silence, close quote, view in its unwillingness to specify how the Holy Spirit makes Christ present, but positively excludes not just symbolism, but also trans and consubstantiation. It is also known as the open quote, mystical presence, close quote, view, and is held by some low church Reformed Anglicans. This understanding is often called open quote, receptionism, close quote. Some argue that this view can be seen as being suggested, though not by any means, clearly, by the open quote, invocation, close quote, of the Anglican rite as found in the American Book of Common Prayer, 1928 and earlier, and in Rite 1 of the American BCP of 1979, as well as in other Anglican formularies. And there is an indented quotation from the Book of Common Prayer. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify, with thy word and Holy Spirit, these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Section 1.3, Memorialism. The bread and wine are symbolic of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and in partaking of the elements, the believer commemorates the sacrificial death of Christ. Christ is not present in the sacrament except in the minds and hearts of the communicants. This view is also known as open quote memorialism, close quote, and open quote Zwinglianism, close quote, after Huldrych Zwingli, and is held by several Protestant and Latter-day Saint denominations, including most Baptists. The Westminster Confession of Faith in the chapter 29 says, and then there's indented text, number 5, the outward elements in this sacrament, duly set apart to the uses ordained by Christ, have such relation to him crucified as that, truly, yet sacramentally only, they are sometimes called by the name of the things they represent, to wit, the body and blood of Christ, albeit in substance and nature, they still remain truly and only bread and wine, as they were before. And number 6 of this indented passage, that doctrine which maintains a change of the substance of bread and wine into the substance of Christ's body and blood, parenthesis commonly called transubstantiation, parenthesis, by consecration of a priest or by any other way is repugnant, not to Scripture alone, but even to common sense and reason, overthroweth the nature of the sacrament, and hath been, and is, the cause of manifold superstitions, yea, of gross idolatries. Section 1.4, Suspension. The partaking of the bread and wine was not intended to be a perpetual ordinance, or was not to be taken as a religious rite or ceremony, parenthesis also known as antiponymism, meaning, open quote, no supper, close quote, or open quote, no meal, close quote. This is the view of Quakers and the Salvation Army, as well as the hyper-dispensationalist positions of E.W. Bullinger, Cornelius R. Stamm, and others. Section 2, Efficacy of the Rite. And the main article on this, with Latin text, is denoted. And the text of Efficacy of the Rite is as follows. Western Eucharistic tradition generally follows St. Augustine of Hippo in teaching that the efficacy of the sacraments as a means of divine grace does not depend on the worthiness of the priest of minister administering them. Augustine developed this concept in his controversy with the Donatists. Section 3. Theologies of Different Churches. Section 3.1. Orthodox Church, and there are links to two articles, Divine Liturgy, as well as METOUSIOSIS. The Eucharist is at the center of Eastern Christian faith communities, both Orthodox and Eastern Catholic. Orthodox Eastern Christians affirm the real presence in the sacred mysteries, parenthesis, consecrated bread and wine, parenthesis, which they believe to be the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ. The Eucharist is normally received in the context of the Divine Liturgy. The bread and wine are believed to become the genuine body and blood of Christ Jesus through the operation of the Holy Spirit. The Eastern Orthodox Church has never described exactly how this occurs, or gone into the detail that the Roman Catholic Church has with the doctrine of transubstantiation. This doctrine was formulated after the Great Schism took place, and the Eastern Orthodox Churches have never formally affirmed or denied it, preferring to state simply that it is a open quote mystery closed quote, while at the same time using, as in the 1672 Synod of Jerusalem, language that might look similar as to the one that is used by the Roman Catholic Church. Communion is given only to baptized, chrismated Orthodox Christians who have prepared by fasting, prayer, and confession, parentheses, different rules apply for children, elderly, sick, pregnant, etc., and are determined on a case-by-case basis by parish priests, parentheses. The priest administers the gifts with a spoon directly into the recipient's mouth from the chalice. From baptism, young infants and children are carried to the chalice to receive Holy Communion. The holy gifts reserved for the liturgy of the pre-sanctified gifts, or communion of the sick, are specially consecrated as needed, especially on Holy Thursday. They are kept in an elaborately decorated tabernacle, a container on the altar often in the shape of a church. Generally, Eastern Christians do not adore the consecrated bread outside the liturgy itself. After the Eucharist has been given to the congregation, the priest or the deacon has to eat and drink everything that is left. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, the Eucharistic celebration is known as the Divine Liturgy and is believed to impart the actual body and blood of Christ to the faithful. In the act of communion, the entire church, past, present, and even future, is united in eternity. In Orthodox Eucharistic theology, although many separate divine liturgies may be celebrated, there is only one bread and one cup throughout all the world and throughout all time. The most perfect expression of the Eucharistic unity of the Church is found in the hierarchical divine liturgy, parenthesis, I period, E period, comma, a liturgy at which a bishop is the chief celebrant, parenthesis. For as Saint Ignatius of Antioch stated, where the bishop is, surrounded by his clergy and faithful, there is the Church in all her fullness. The anaphora, parenthesis, Eucharistic prayer, parenthesis, contains an amanuensis, parenthesis, literally, open quote, making present, close quote, parenthesis, which not only recounts the historical facts of Jesus' death and resurrection, but actually makes them present, forming an undivided link to the one unique event on Calvary. The anaphora ends with an epiclesis, parenthesis, open quote, calling down from on high, close quote, parenthesis, during which the priest invokes the Holy Spirit to come and, open quote, change, close quote, the gifts, parenthesis, elements of bread and wine, parenthesis, into the actual body and blood of Christ. Orthodox theology does not make use of the term, open quote, transubstantiation, close quote, to systematically describe how the gifts become the body and blood of Christ. Rather, they state that it is a sacred mystery, and prefer to use only the word, open quote, change, close quote. The Orthodox do not link the moment the gifts change to the words of institution, or indeed to any one particular moment. They merely affirm that the change is completed at the epiclesis. Catholic Church, and there is a main article to the Eucharist in the Catholic Church. In the Catholic Church, the Eucharist is fervently revered in view of the Church's doctrine that, when bread and wine are consecrated in the Eucharist, they cease to be bread and wine and become the body and blood of Christ. The empirical appearances continue to exist unchanged, but the reality is changed by the power of the Holy Spirit, who has been called down upon the bread and wine. The separate consecrations of the bread, parenthesis, known as the host, parenthesis, and of the wine, symbolizes the separation of Jesus' body from his blood at Calvary. However, since he has risen, the Church teaches that his body and blood are no longer actually separated. Where one is, the other must be. Therefore, although the priest, parenthesis, or other minister, parenthesis, says, open quote, the body of Christ, close quote, when administering the host, and, open quote, the blood of Christ, close quote, when presenting the chalice, the communicant who receives either one receives Christ, whole and entire, body and blood, soul, and divinity. This belief is succinctly summarized in St. Thomas Aquinas' hymn, Adoro Te Devote. The mysterious change of the reality of the bread and wine began to be called open quote, transubstantiation close quote, in the 11th century. The earliest known text in which the term appears is a sermon of 1079 by Gilbert of Severdine, Archbishop of Tours, parenthesis Petrologia Latina, and then Roman numerals CLXXI, and then in Arabic script 776, parenthesis. The first appearance of the term in a papal document was in the letter of Pope Innocent III's C-U-M space M-A-R-T-H-A-E space C-I-R-C-A to a certain John, Archbishop of Lyon, November 29th, 1202. Then briefly in the decree, F-I-R-M-I-T-E-R space C-R-E-D-I-M-U-S of the Fourth Lateran Council, parenthesis 1215, parenthesis. And afterward in the book open quote, Lemdudum, close quote, sent to the Armenians in the year 1341, an explanation utilizing Aristotle's hylomorphic theory of reality did not appear until the 13th century, with Alexander of Hales, parenthesis, died 1245, parenthesis. The actual moment of change is believed to be the priest's liturgical recitation of the words of institution, open quote, this is my body, ellipsis, close quote, and, open quote, this is my blood, ellipsis, close quote. The Eucharist is a sacrifice in that it represents, parenthesis, makes present again, parenthesis, the sacrifice of the cross. The sacrifice of Christ and the sacrifice of the Eucharist are one single sacrifice. Christ, of course, is not sacrificed again because the one sacrifice of the cross was accomplished, open quote, once for all, close quote, and cannot be repeated. The Mass is a liturgical representation of a sacrifice that makes present what it represents through the action of God in an unbloody manner. The Eucharist is not merely a commemoration of Christ's sacrifice on Golgotha. It also makes that sacrifice truly present. The priest and victim of the sacrifice are one and the same, parenthesis Christ, parenthesis, with the difference that the Eucharist is offered in an unbloody manner. The only ministers who can celebrate the Eucharist and consecrate the sacrament are ordained priests, parenthesis, either bishops or presbyters, parenthesis, acting in the person of Christ, parenthesis, in persona Christi, parenthesis. In other words, the priest celebrant represents Christ, who is the head of the Church, and acts before God the Father in the name of the Church. The matter used must be wheaten bread and grape wine. This is considered essential for validity. Catholics may receive Holy Communion outside of Mass, normally only as the host. Consecrated hosts are kept in a tabernacle after the celebration of Mass and brought to the sick or dying during the week. A large consecrated host is sometimes displayed in a monstrance outside of Mass to be the focus of prayer and Eucharistic adoration. The Eucharist is seen as the foundation and the center of all Catholic devotion. One of the seven sacraments, it is referred to as the Blessed Sacrament, and is taught to bestow grace upon the recipient, removing venial sin. Reception of the Eucharist and of the Sacrament of Confession is a condition for receiving indulgences granted for some acts of piety. For fear of desecration, the Eucharist may not be received by any in a state of mortal sin, nor, parenthesis generally, parenthesis, by non-Catholics. However, in exceptional circumstances, non-Catholic Christians who share the belief of the Catholic Church in the Eucharist are permitted to receive it. Section 3.3, Anglicanism, and there is a main article denoted Anglican Eucharistic Theology. The historical position of the Church of England is found in the 39 Articles of 1571, which state, open quote, the bread which we break is a partaking of the body of Christ, close quote, and likewise that, open quote, the cup of blessing is a partaking of the body of Christ, of the blood of Christ, close quote, parenthesis, Articles of Religion, Article 28 of the Lord's Supper, parenthesis, and that, open quote, transubstantiation is repugnant to Holy Writ, close quote. However, the articles also state that adoration, or worship per se, of the consecrated elements was not commanded by Christ. It also stated that those who receive unworthily do not actually receive Christ, but rather their own condemnation. Anglicans generally and officially believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, but the specifics of that belief range from transubstantiation, sometimes with Eucharistic adoration, parenthesis mainly Anglo-Catholics, parenthesis, to something akin to a belief in a, open quote, pneumatic, close quote, presence, which may or may not be tied to the Eucharistic elements themselves, parenthesis, almost always, open quote, low church, close quote, or evangelical Anglicans, parenthesis. The normal range of Anglican belief ranges from objective reality to pious silence, depending on the individual's Anglican theology. There are also small minorities on the one hand who affirm transubstantiation or, on the other, reject the doctrine of the real presence altogether. The classic Anglican aphorism with regard to the debate, to this debate, is found in a poem by John Donne, parenthesis sometimes attributed to Elizabeth I, parenthesis colon, and the indented poem is as follows. He was the word that spake it, he took the bread and brake it, and what the word did make it, I do believe and take it. That's the end of that poem. The text continues as follows of this Anglican section. An imprecisely defined view known as receptionism, common among 16th and 17th century Anglican theologians, is that, although in the Eucharist the bread and wine remain unchanged, the faithful communicant receives together with them the body and blood of Christ. An Anglican response concerning the Eucharistic sacrifice, parenthesis, quote, open quote, sacrifice of the Mass, close quote, parenthesis, was set forth in the response, SAEPIUS space OFFICIO, of the Archbishops of Canterbury and York, to Pope Leo XIII's papal encyclical, APOSTOLICAE space CURAE. In 1971, the Anglican and Roman Catholic International Commission announced that it had reached, open quote, substantial agreement on the doctrine of the Eucharist, close quote, in the Windsor Statement on Eucharistic Doctrine from the Anglican-Roman Catholic International Consultation, and later, parenthesis 1979, parenthesis, elucidation of the ARCIC, Windsor Statement. But this was questioned in 1991 by the official Roman Catholic final response to the ARCIC full report. Section 3.4, Lutheranism. There is a link to the main article entitled Eucharist in the Lutheran Church. The body of section 3.4 is as follows. Lutherans believe that the body and blood of Christ are, open quote, truly and substantially present in, with and under the forms, close quote, of consecrated bread and wine, parenthesis the elements, parenthesis, so that communicants eat and drink both the elements and the true body and blood of Christ himself in the sacrament of the Eucharist, whether they are believers or unbelievers. The Lutheran doctrine of the real presence is also known as the sacramental union. This theology was first formally and publicly confessed in the Wittenberg Concord. It has also been called, open quote, consubstantiation, close quote, but most Lutheran theologians reject the use of this term as it creates confusion with an earlier doctrine of the same name. Some Lutherans do believe in consubstantiation. Lutherans use the term, open quote, in, with and under the forms of consecrated bread and wine, close quote, and, open quote, sacramental union, close quote, to distinguish their understanding of the Eucharist from those of the Reformed and other traditions. At some American Lutheran churches, parenthesis LCMS and WELS, for example, parenthesis, closed communion is practiced, parenthesis, meaning the Lutheran, Eucharistic, catechetical, instruction is required for all people before receiving the Eucharist, parenthesis. This is also practiced in many European Lutheran churches as well. Other American Lutheran churches, such as the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, practice open communion, parenthesis meaning the Eucharist is offered to adults without receiving the catechetical instruction, as long as they are a baptized Christian, parenthesis. The weekly Eucharist has been strongly encouraged by the bishops and priests/pastors, and is now the common practice among some Lutherans. Section 3.5, Methodism. Methodists understand the Eucharist to be an experience of God's grace. God's unconditional love makes the table of God's grace accessible to all. According to the Articles of Religion, in the Book of Discipline of the Methodist Church, quote, "The Supper of the Lord is not only a sign of the love that Christians ought to have among themselves one to another, but rather is a sacrament of our redemption by Christ's death, insomuch that, to such as rightly, worthily, and with faith receive the same, the bread which we break is a partaking of the body of Christ, and likewise the cup of blessing is a partaking of the blood of Christ. Transubstantiation, or the change of the substance of bread and wine in the supper of our Lord, cannot be proved by holy writ, but is repugnant to the plain words of Scripture, overthroweth the nature of a sacrament, and hath given occasion to many superstitions. The body of Christ is given, taken, and eaten in the supper, only after a heavenly and spiritual manner. And the mean whereby the body of Christ is received and eaten in the supper is faith. The sacrament of the Lord's Supper was not by Christ's ordinance reserved, carried about, lifted up, or worshipped. There are various acceptable modes of receiving the Eucharist for Methodists. Some Methodists kneel at the altar, sometimes referred to as the communion table. In other churches, communicants stand or are served in the pew. Most Methodist churches use unfermented grape juice instead of alcoholic wine, parenthesis, though there is no official restriction for United Methodists, parenthesis, and either leavened yeast bread or unleavened bread. The wine may be distributed in small cups, but the use of a common cup and the practice of a communion by intinction, parenthesis, where the bread is dipped into the common cup and both elements are consumed together, parenthesis, is becoming more common among many Methodists. The United Methodist Church believes in the real presence of Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. And then there's an indentation of a quotation, and it is as follows. Jesus Christ, who, open quote, is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, close quote, parenthesis Hebrews 1:3, parenthesis, is truly present in Holy Communion. Through Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit, God meets us at the table. God, who has given the sacraments to the Church, acts in and through Holy Communion. Christ is present through the community gathered in Jesus' name, parenthesis Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, parenthesis, through the word proclaimed and enacted, as through the elements of bread and wine shared, parenthesis 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. The divine presence is a living reality and can be experienced by participants. It is not a remembrance of the Last Supper and the crucifixion only. That's the end of that indented quote. The followers of John Wesley, himself an Anglican clergyman, have typically affirmed that the sacrament of Holy Communion is an instrumental means of grace through which the real presence of Christ is communicated to the believer, but have otherwise allowed the details to remain a mystery. In particular, Methodists reject the Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation, parenthesis, see open quote article 28, close quote, of the Articles of Religion, Means of Grace, parenthesis. In 2004, the United Methodist Church reaffirmed its view of the sacrament and its belief in the real presence in an official document entitled This Holy Mystery. A particular note here is the Church's unequivocal recognition of the anamnesis as more than just a memorial, but rather a representation of Christ Jesus. And there is an indented quote I will read. Holy Communion is remembrance, commemoration, and memorial, but this remembrance is much more than simply intellectual recalling. Open quote, do this in remembrance of me, closed quote, drawing on Luke chapter 22, verse 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 25, parenthesis, is anamnesis, parenthesis, the biblical Greek word, parenthesis. This dynamic action becomes representation of past gracious acts of God in the present, so powerfully as to make them truly present now. Christ is risen and is alive here and now, not just remembered for what was done in the past. This affirmation of real presence can be seen clearly illustrated in the language of the United Methodist Eucharistic Liturgy, parenthesis, for example, Word in Table 1, parenthesis, where in the Epiclesis of the Great Thanksgiving, the celebrating minister prays over the elements, open quote, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood, close quote. For most United Methodists, and indeed for much of Methodism as a whole, this reflects the furthest extent to which they are willing to go in defining real presence. They will assert that Jesus is really present, and that the means of this presence is a, open quote, holy mystery, close quote. The celebrating minister will pray for the Holy Spirit to make the elements, open quote, be the body and blood of Christ, close quote, and the congregation will even sing, as in the third stanza of Charles Wesley's hymn, Come Sinners to the Gospel Feast. And there's an indented quotation here. Come and partake the gospel feast, be saved from sin in Jesus' rest. O taste the goodness of our God, and eat his flesh and drink his blood. And that ends that indented passage. Methodists believe that Holy Communion should not only be available to the clergy in both forms, parenthesis, the bread and the cup, parenthesis, but to the layman as well. According to Article 19 of the Articles of Religion in the Book of Discipline of the Methodist Church, open quote, the cup of the Lord is not to be denied to the lay people. For both the parts of the Lord's Supper, by Christ's ordinance and commandment, ought to be administered to all Christians alike. Section 3.6, Calvinism. Many Reformed Christians hold that Christ's body and blood are not corporally, parenthesis, physically, parenthesis, present in the Eucharist, but really present in a spiritual way. The elements are spiritual nourishment in Christ by faith. According to John Calvin, quote, open quote, the sum is that the flesh and blood of Christ feed our souls, just as bread and wine maintain and support our corporeal life. For there would be no aptitude in the sign, did not our souls find their nourishment in Christ. Open bracket, ellipsis, close bracket. I hold, ellipsis, that the sacred mystery of the supper consists of two things. The corporeal signs which, presented to the eye, represent invisible things in a manner adapted to our weak capacity, and the spiritual truth, which is at once figured and exhibited by the signs, close quote. Following a phrase of Augustine, the Calvinist view is that, open quote, no one bears away from this sacrament more than is gathered with the vessel of faith, close quote. Open quote, the flesh and blood of Christ are no less truly given to the unworthy than to God's elect believers, close quote, Calvin said. Faith, not a mere mental apprehension, and the work of the Holy Spirit are necessary for the partaker to behold God incarnate, and in the same sense, touch Christ with their hands, so that by eating and drinking of bread and wine, Christ's actual presence penetrates to the heart of the believer more nearly than food swallowed with the mouth can enter in. The, open single quote, experience, close single quote, of Eucharist or the Lord's Supper has traditionally been spoken of in the following way. The faithful believers are, open single quote, lifted up, close single quote, by the power of the Holy Spirit to feast with Christ in heaven. The Lord's Supper in this way is truly a open single quote, spiritual, close single quote, experience, as the Holy Spirit is directly involved in the action of, open quote, Eucharist, close quote. The Calvinist / Reformed view also places great emphasis on the action of the community as the body of Christ. As the faith community participates in the action of celebrating the Lord's Supper, They are, open quote, transformed, close quote, into the body of Christ, or, open quote, reformed, close quote, into the body of Christ each time they participate in this sacrament. In this sense, it has been said that the term, open quote, transubstantiation, close quote, can be applied to the faith community, parenthesis, the church, parenthesis, itself being transformed into the real body and blood of Christ truly present in the world. Although Calvin rejected adoration of the Eucharistic bread and wine as, open quote, idolatry, close quote, later Reformed Christians have argued otherwise. Leftover elements may be disposed of without ceremony, parenthesis, or reused in later services, parenthesis. They are unchanged, and as such, the meal directs attention towards Christ's bodily resurrection and return. Christians in the Presbyterian Church USA and some Christians in the United Church of Christ would reverentially endorse this view. Theology in the mainline branch of this tradition is in flux, and recent agreements between these denominations and the Lutherans have stressed that, open quote, the theological diversity within our common confession provides both the complementarity needed for a full and adequate witness to the gospel, parenthesis, mutual affirmation, parenthesis, and the corrective reminder that every theological approach is a partial and incomplete witness to the gospel, parenthesis, mutual admonition, parenthesis, parenthesis, a common calling, page 66, parenthesis. Hence, in seeking to come to consensus about the real presence, the churches have written, open quote, during the Reformation, both Reformed and Lutheran churches exhibited an evangelical intention when they understood the Lord's Supper in the light of the saving act of God in Christ. Despite this common intention, different terms and concepts were employed which led to mutual misunderstanding and misrepresentation. Properly interpreted, the differing terms and concepts were often complementary rather than contradictory, parenthesis, Marburg Revisited, pages 103 through 104, parenthesis, and further, open quote, in the Lord's Supper, the risen Christ imparts himself in body and blood, given up for all, through his word of promise with bread and wine, ellipsis. We proclaim the death of Christ through which God has reconciled the world with himself. We proclaim the presence of the risen Lord in our midst. Rejoicing that the Lord has come to us, we await his future coming and glory, ellipsis. Both of our communions, we maintain, need to grow in appreciation of our diverse Eucharistic traditions, finding mutual enrichment in them. At the same time, both need to grow toward a further deepening of our common expression, experience and expression of the mystery of our Lord's Supper. Section 3.7, Zwinglianism, and there is a link to a main article, which is denoted as memorialism. The body text of section 3.7 is as follows. Some Protestant groups regard the Eucharist, parenthesis, also called the Lord's Supper or the Lord's Table, parenthesis, as a symbolic meal, a memorial of the Last Supper and the Passion, in which nothing miraculous occurs. This view is known as the Zwinglian view, after Huldrych Zwingli, a church leader in Zurich, Switzerland during the Reformation. It is commonly associated with the United Church of Christ, Baptists, the Disciples of Christ, and the Mennonites. As with the Reformed view, elements left over from the service may be discarded without any formal ceremony, or if feasible, may be retained for use in future services. The successor of Zwingli in Zurich, Heinrich Bullinger, came to an agreement theologically with John Calvin. The Consensus Tigurinus lays out an explanation of the doctrine of the sacraments in general, and specifically that of Holy Communion, as the view embraced by John Calvin and leaders of the Church of Zurich who followed Zwingli. It demonstrates that at least the successors of Zwingli held to the real spiritual presence view most commonly attributed to Calvin and Reformed Protestantism. Some Christian denominations that hold this view include the United Church of Christ, the Baptist Church, the Disciples of Christ, and the Mennonites. The Plymouth Brethren hold the Lord's Supper, or the breaking of bread, instituted in the upper room on Christ's betrayal night, to be the weekly remembrance feast enjoyed on all true Christians. They celebrate the supper in utmost simplicity. Among open, quote, closed, close quote, Brethren assemblies, usually any one of the brothers gives thanks for the loaf and the cup. and conservative open, close quote, brethren assemblies, usually two different brothers give thanks, one for the loaf and the other for the cup. In liberal open, close quote, brethren assemblies, parenthesis, or churches, / community chapels, etc., parenthesis, sisters also participate with audible prayer. Section 3.8, Baptists. And there is a bullet point list. The first one says primary theological development from 16th and 17th century. The next bullet point says Eucharistic theology, memorialism. The next bullet point says independent Baptists hold to the relational presence. The next bullet point says Calvinistic Baptists, in agreement with Presbyterians and the Reformed churches, hold to the doctrine of pneumatic presence. The doctrine is articulated in the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith and the Catechism. Open quote, the bread and cup that symbolize the broken body and shed blood offered by Christ remind us today of God's great love for us, ellipsis, closed quote. See Huldrych Zwingli, Open Communion. Section 3.9, Quakers and the Salvation Army. This is also a bullet-pointed list. The first bullet point says, primary theological development from 17th century. The second bullet point says, Eucharistic theology, suspension/memorial. The next bullet point says, open quote, the bread and wine remind us of Jesus' body and blood. The next bullet point says Quakers understand all of life as being sacramental and thus do not practice baptism or Holy Communion. Open quote, we believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and in communion with that Spirit. If the believer experiences such spiritual baptism and communion, then no rite or ritual is necessary, ellipsis. The Quaker ideal is to make every meal at every table a Lord's Supper. Close quote. The next bullet point says Quakers and Salvationists do not practice Holy Communion in their worship, believing it was not meant to be a perpetually mandated ritual. Section 3.10, Moravian Church. Most Moravians hold an understanding of Holy Communion that is similar to Lutherans. However, because the exact meaning of the Eucharist is not defined in Scripture, all understandings of the ceremony are accepted. Each individual believer must arrive at their own understanding, at his or her own understanding of the Eucharistic experience. As a result, during the Moravian service of Holy Communion, only the scriptural words of institution are used, and thematic hymns are sung during the serving of the sacrament. Believers may understand the ceremony to be transubstantiation, consubstantiation, or that Christ is spiritually present. The Moravian Church practices open communion. All baptized Christians who have confirmed their faith may join in Holy Communion. Section 3.11, Latter-day Saint Movement. Main article in Wikipedia is Sacrament parenthesis Latter-day Saints parenthesis. Among Latter-day Saints parenthesis or Mormons parenthesis, the Eucharist parenthesis in LDS theology, it is, open quote, the sacrament, close quote, parenthesis, is partaken in remembrance of the body, of the blood and body of Jesus Christ. It is viewed as a renewal of the covenant made at baptism, which is to take upon oneself the name of Jesus. As such, it is considered efficacious only for baptized members in good standing. However, the unbaptized are not forbidden from communion. And it is traditional for children not yet baptized, parenthesis, baptism occurs only after the age of 8, parenthesis, to partake in communion in anticipation of baptism. Those who partake of the sacrament promise always to remember Jesus and keep his commandments. The prayer also asks God the Father that each individual will be blessed with the Spirit of Christ. The sacrament is offered weekly, and all active members are taught to prepare to partake of each opportunity. It is considered to be a weekly renewal of a member's commitment to follow Jesus Christ and a plea for forgiveness of sins. The Latter-day Saints do not believe in any kind of literal presence. They view the bread and water as symbolic of the body and blood of Christ. Concurrently, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints uses water instead of wine. Early in their history, the sacrament wine was often purchased from enemies of the church to remove any opportunity for poisoned or unfit wine for use in the sacrament. It is believed a revelation from the Lord was given that stated, open quote, "It mattereth not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink when ye partake of the sacrament. If it so be that ye do it with an eye single to my glory, remembering unto the Father my body, which was laid down for you, and my blood, which was shed for the remission of your sins." Close quote. After this time, water became the liquid of choice for all sacrament uses. Although in situations where clean water and or fresh bread is unavailable, the closest equivalent may be used. Section 3.12, Seventh-day Adventists. The Seventh-day Adventists believe that the Lord's Supper is, open quote, "a participation in the emblems of the body and blood of Jesus as an expression of faith in him, our Lord and Savior," close quote. In the communion service, open quote, "Christ is present to meet and strengthen his people," close quote. Section 3.12.1, Branch Davidian Seventh-day Adventists, and there's a main article on the Branch Davidian views of the Lord's Supper. The body text of this section is, "The Branch Davidian Seventh-day Adventists base their belief on the Bible and reject later traditions. They teach that the Lord's Supper is not a sacrificial ceremony, but the common agape feast." And this ends my reading of the Wikipedia article on Eucharistic theology. My name is Matthew David Gonzalez.